This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. And again, a good tovach, a good zumer, as we're learning our fourth shir on this Motzi Shavuos. What a way to start after Kabbalah Satayra. And we are sponsored by the Fisher family, Leila Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbi Shalom Ben Avraham Halevi, Peril Bas Ruvain. We're also sponsored by Leila Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem, Feli Yomash Ben Chai, Sar Yaakov Ben Basi Aleah, for the schools of Avraham and Yom Benish Ben Mark Yehudis, by Yol Klugman and family, Lefu Shalem, Paravid Raya Ben Rifka, Hinda Bas Chai, Sar Yitzhak Ben Tzia Medusha, Rifka Bashir Aleah, Chana Bashar Shabina, Dovar Bashar Shabina, Chai Sar Bashar Shabina, Moshmei Ben Esther Fradl, Ben Chai, Sar, they should have Lefu Shalem, Abisar Shachar Yisrael. So now we are in the third Mishnah of the fifth Perek. Ateres Kira Torah. Remember, the Kira was the double stove. It usually did not have a rim around it. If somebody put a rim around it, since that's not normal, it's not the derech, so therefore it's tar. Tira Satana. Oh, now this is, sometimes they had next to the tanner a type of a three-walled shelf where they put the bread after they put it into the tanner. So tira satana, bizman shi gavoya arba tvachim, if it's the height of four tvachim, metama b'maga uba'aver, it's tame if it's, you touch it on the inside, and if something is dangled in the airspace. P'chusa mekan, if it's not four tvachim high, tahir, it's tar. Im chubrulai, but if it's attached to the oven, then it's part of the oven. Afilu al shalosh avonim, even if it's not directly on the ground, but resting on three racks. Tameya, it is considered part of the oven, and it will be tame if the oven is tame, so then it's part of the oven. And it doesn't have to be the size of an oven on its own. Beis hapach, if there's an apartment to keep some oil to make it look warm, or beis hatavlin, or there's a compartment for spices, or beis haner shebekira, or there's a place for a lamp, mitamim b'maga, it's tamei, if the source of the tumah touches the kira, on the inside, they're tamei, but emetamim ba'avira. If something enters the airspace of the oven, then these compartments don't become tamei. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon says no, they're separate kalim, and they're not part of the oven at all. And if the oven is tamei mitar, he holds their tar. Now remember, we said that the oven is considered to be completed when it's fired up. So the Mishnah now tells us, Tanur shehusak me'achurav, it doesn't have to be fired up in the inside. If it was fired up on the outside, or shehusak shalei l'daitai, or it got fired up because, as we'll see later on in the Mishnah, there was a fire, and it didn't get fired up because you intended to complete it, or shehusak bebeisa uman, or the artisan fired it up before he completed its workmanship, tamei. These are all enough to render it tamei. And the Mishnah Taka says, Maisa shenafla dleika b'taner kfar signa. There was an incident where a fire broke out amongst the ovens b'tanurei kfar signa. And even though he didn't do it in order to plan to finalize them, but since they were fired up, Obam Aisa Yavna, and such an incident came to Yavna, V'timon Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says they are ready to accept Tumah, and if then a sheretz was dangled inside them, etc., they would be Tumah, they would be considered completed, even though it was only an incidental completion. Okay, Rabbi Isai, with persistence, we caught up now, both for the daf and for the Mishnah Yomis after this Shavuos holiday. We remind you that the Fiyomi this week is at 9. We also remind you that we're looking for a sponsor for the Chumash here, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. We as yet have no sponsor for Nosso. Thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.